This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.
Hi, it's Pat and Stu.
We do a show here every day around this time.
No one really knows why.
No, actually.
Nobody knows.
No one seems to know.
It's kind of a mystery. It's one of those mysteries. Hmm. One day we'll know, probably, but
yeah.
Today is not that day.
It's kind of the reason we do the show, is to figure out why it's happening.
Yeah.
And then one of the reasons why people are so confused as to why we would do the show is because we keep putting this person on it right over here.
That'd be Jeffy. Right there.
Oh, hey.
He's just so irritating. We should tell you that we have a walk, and it's a short walk, from the radio show over to the set every day.
Right.
And
it's a short walk for you, maybe, but I mean, you have to go all the way. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you have all those, you know, obviously walking anywhere for you is
laborious.
Yes, laborious. You should know that in between the end of the radio show and the beginning of the show, the entire thing is filled with insults of Jeffy.
We should really Facebook is. Live that sometime.
Just yes! To show.
You know that's a good idea. Give an
example. Yeah.
Shouldn't we?
Yes. Yeah. We should, right?
Because just because we're not on the air does not mean our principles are not there.
Yeah,
and our principles are insulting Jeffy. That's what our. It's really the reason we come in every day.
It's the only so principles welcome. We don't break, that's for sure. We never break that.
All our other ones, I mean, jeez. You know,
broke it all the time.
We vote. Hardcore socialist almost all the time. We show up.
We're secretly rooting for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
We loved him.
Yeah,
we loved him.
Once the Bernie Sanders thing was over, I was out when that last election.
Don't you miss Bernie?
No.
Having him to kick around?
Not at all. I was watching Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Coming to quality.
You remind me. I was watching Saturday Night Live this weekend, and they were doing a weekend update, which, you know, is so bad. And they are they are so unabashedly anti-Trump on that show now. It's like, even with other presidents, you know, they've always been critical of Republicans, obviously, on that show. It's a liberal show. I don't think I've ever seen them like they are now. Every segment is another crazy take on how much they hate Donald Trump. I mean, it is really extreme. Mm-hmm. And so the other day, they're like, you know, they said something about how people were worried about who they were voting for. There wasn't a lot of passion for them. There was some study, and then, like, their joke was if we only had someone who really connected with the base and had real passion behind him, and then they show a picture of Bernie Sanders. And it's like, you realize he lost by 4 million votes in the primary. 4 million. I mean, he was not all that competitive
and
in that primary.
Again, a socialist.
He's
a 74-year-old socialist.
God. So weird, the praise adoration that comes for this guy.
And it was the youth that he really captured.
I don't understand that. They lost by 4 million votes.
Yeah, they
he
did
captured,
lose.
I, like, people get confused, I think, between how Bernie Sanders did and how he should have done, which he should have had 3% of the vote and lost in a week.
Right.
But, and he didn't, and he was competitive for a while, and he was in the picture, but it was not all that close. He didn't need superdelegates. Mm-hmm. He didn't need John Podesta's hacked emails to win or to lose. He just lost. He got destroyed by Hillary Clinton. It was not that. Mm-hmm. Now, she was so bad that it was closer than it should have been, but that does not mean he really connected all that much.
Yeah, Joe Biden, I think we've made this point before, but Joe Biden's got to be kicking himself.
Oh, you aren't kidding.
He would be the president of the United States in all likelihood, or Al Gore. I think Al Gore would have beaten anybody in the Democrat field.
And trust me, he
would have probably beaten Trump.
It didn't take an email from Debbie Wasserman Schultz at the DNC to say, hey, we should probably get behind Hillary because Bernie sucks. That wasn't the cause of Bernie losing.
I know.
No. And I don't understand that.
It's a very Alex Jones take.
It sure is.
On that's the reason. That was not mm-hmm. the reason. That was not the sure reason. Is. People vote. Did you ask the RNC how to vote?
No.
No.
No, I did
did
not.
Did anyone in the Democratic, any of the Democratic voters be like, well, how am I supposed to vote? What is a DNC? The DNC says Hillary. Okay, I'm going Hillary.
Not only did it's I not happens. Ask, I didn't care no. how they felt
in fact,
about
if
it.
If they wanted Ted Cruz, I might have voted a different way.
Yeah.
you know, that's how much I think of the RNC. And I'm not a Republican, by the way. I'm an independent. And in Texas, you're allowed to vote in the Republican primaries, which I did.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm registered that way because I may have when I was young, not knowing any better.
Do you remember if they asked you which one you wanted to vote? Because if you came in and they said, do you want to vote in the Republican or Democrat, then you're probably an independent. They asked me, like, which one do I want to vote in? Because I could have theoretically voted for Bernie Sanders.
They didn't, so I must be a registered Republican.
Jeffy, what are you? You're registered, other than a registered sex offender, which one are you?
when I moved to Texas, I think I went Republican. Because I wanted to be able to vote in the primaries, and I didn't realize I could stayed independent when we first moved here.
Yeah, it's only important in the states where you have to register to vote.
Because I remember the first time in Florida, I was upset because I was an independent, and I went to vote, and no, you can't vote.
Wow.
In the primary.
Yeah, in the primary. I was, come on.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I like the idea. I don't think you should be able to switch from Democrat to Republican to vote in the other primary because that's a lot of that. You know, like that Rush sure did that is. Thing, Operation Chaos, back in the day, and the Democrats certainly have tried to do it as well. Where you're a Democrat, you just want to make the other side have problems, and that's a stupid thing. I mean, it was a funny thing that Rush did. I mean, but I mean, it's not a good way to run elections. Mm-hmm. The laws. It's more you'd rather have it so people. Vote for someone they actually believe in.
Yeah, and you'd like for Republicans to decide their party and Democrats theirs, right? That's the way it should be. Some interesting information coming out of WikiLeaks. I don't know that I fully believe it, but they are alleging some pretty extraordinary things that the CIA can do. Here's Jake Tapper talking about it.
A stunning look inside the CIA's hacking capability, seemingly straight out of a Jason Bourne film. WikiLeaks calls it the, quote, largest ever publication of confidential documents from the CIA. Documents they claim are from the CIA Center for Cyber Intelligence that reveal the methods the spy agency uses to gather information on targets without them knowing. Among them, turning household items such as computers or smartphones or a Samsung smart TV into surveillance tools, turning your own electronics into spy devices, even when they're powered off. The CIA hackers are apparently able to bypass encryption on popular communication applications such as WhatsApp or Signal or Confide by hacking the smartphones the apps run on and collecting the data before the encryption is applied. Now, CNN cannot independently verify the information contained in these 8,761 documents and files, which WikiLeaks is calling Vault 7. In a statement, a CIA spokesman said, quote, we do not comment on the authenticity or content of purported intelligence documents, unquote.
I mean, how would you ever confirm the veracity of that report? It's almost impossible because the CIA is not going to tell you.
Yeah, oddly, what's strange about this is they really would have freedom to put out whatever they wanted at this point. I mean, if they wanted to design a fake program by the CIA, they could really put it out whenever they want it. And I would think most people would believe it because, you know, so far we've seen most of their stuff has been, generally speaking, accurate as far as it how you take it is another point. But, I mean, they have been actual documents from the organizations they requested or actual emails from the actual hack. So you'd think now they could probably create anything. And because the CIA has taken a sensible position to say, we're not going to tell you if these are real or not. I mean, how can they? If they do that, that would be a huge problem. However, the other side of it is if WikiLeaks released something that was completely fake, they would not necessarily be able to say, hey, this isn't real. I mean, that's obvious bull crap. Come on, we didn't do that because they don't comment on it.
Yeah.
Now, most likely what would happen is they would back channel it to reporters if it wasn't real. And they are probably back channeled to reporters that this stuff is real.
These are kind of interesting charges, though, that were sort of brought up with the what was her name? Cheryl Atkinson case from the CBS News reporter who was supposedly hacked into. Her computer was hacked into, she says, and turned on, and would happen in the middle of the night and watch and listen to her. I don't know what information you'd obtain while she's sleeping. But that's what she believed, and this kind of backs that up because it says they can even turn on Samsung televisions and eavesdrop on private conversations using the implanted microphone in the TV.
I gotta say, poor Samsung on this
incredible.
One too, by the way, because I'm sure it's every smart TV,
Sony.
But everyone's just saying, you know, I guess it's in the document, Samsung specifically, but you're telling me they can't get into a Sanyo TV, you know, wearing a,
no,
they are
only the quality TVs can they get into.
Only the most expensive models. Like, it's got to be, like, there's some, like...
The poor people aren't worth spying on.
Is that true, Jeffy?
Why are you asking me?
Forget it. So
your TV doesn't even have to be on and they can do this. Your cell phone doesn't have to be on and they can do it.
Because they do have cameras on some TVs. Like, for example, Glenn owned a TV, I don't know if he still does, that had a camera on the bottom of it. And the idea was you could do your Skype calls on TV, which would be awesome. Or a FaceTime. I don't know if FaceTime would work. Probably not with Apple in the way they work. But a Skype call on television. And you get the huge screen, and then they would be able to see you through this camera. Mm-hmm. I don't have a TV that has a camera on it, though. I don't think most smart TVs do.
I don't think so.
So how would you hack in? And you said you mentioned voice command, which I also don't have. I don't have a voice command.
I have a couple of TVs that have the capability to have voice command.
What was Jason Chaffetz saying earlier? I forgot about certain people spending on things they shouldn't spend on instead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
First of all, you're assuming that I paid for them.
That is exactly what I assumed. Incorrectly.
That was silly of you.
That was really stupid.
But if you don't use the voice command, if you don't activate it, then obviously it's not.
I think they're alleging. They seem to be alleging that the Samsung thing is eavesdropping audio only, because like you said, most of them don't have cameras, so they can't watch you through your TV.
But I think one of the things they'd be able to do hacking-wise was turn on the thing that you might have off, right?
If you have
a voice command off, they could turn it on through the hacking, right? I mean,
that's the allegation.
I would think that would be part of it, which is, bizarre. We talked about the Alexa thing, the Amazon Alexa, and again, sorry, I just set off your Amazon Alexa.
Alexa, what's the weather? Now you're getting your weather, you're welcome.
they had that case we talked about where there was...
Alexa, now give me the 10-day outlook.
Okay, go ahead.
We had that case where we had that murder investigation, and they wanted to listen to what was said. And remember, Amazon was fighting it?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was charged with murder said, go ahead, use it. I have no problem with using it.
Go ahead, use Alexa.
Okay, Google, give me an 8-word for... Equestrian.
What? Down.
I just wanted to confuse it. I wanted to confuse the.
I think it worked.
I think it did. Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know. The WikiLeaks stuff. We talked about this a little bit on radio. I go back and forth between thinking the United States government can literally listen to anything. Every time I go to the bathroom, they're watching me do it. I go back and forth between that. And they really are kind of incompetent. I mean, they miss stuff all the time.
And why isn't you stop watching me go to the bathroom and look for something bad?
Well, like a terrorist. Why aren't all the terrorists dead? If you can do all this stuff, come on.
Yeah.
You know where they are if that's the case. They have cell phones. Tap into them, find out where they are, and kill them.
So, simple.
From that, if you're thinking in that light, it makes it hard to believe that they can do all this.
Right, it's the iRobot thing, right? What's the other one with Tom Cruise and the people in the milk?
Minority Report. I just watched that last night. That's weird that you would bring that up.
And it's a good movie. So it stands the test of time a little bit, right?
Yeah,
but like, the way those movies are presented is how I sometimes think about the government. And that, like, if they wanted to, they would know every single place you are at all times. There'd be no way to get away. And it's probably not that crazy yet.
It's close, right? Though. I was thinking that as I was watching, because he, you know, if you remember the storyline, he's a police officer accused of doing a future crime, which he doesn't believe he's going to commit. And so he goes on the run, and he has to have his own eyes removed and replaced with somebody else's, because your eyes are always scanned for your identity everywhere you go. And so when you walk into a mall, all these things flash up and offer you products, or, hey, Mr. Jones, you go on a nice vacation to the Caribbean. And they know your name, they know who you are, they know what you spend, they know your habits, they know your income level. It's a fascinating look at the future, and some of those things have actually arrived. The movie came out in 2002, and it still looks pretty good. It holds up well.
Now, the person to ask here, obviously, is Jeffy on this question I'm about to ask. So I ask this, but seriously, honestly, if you committed a major crime right now, okay, and wanted to get away, you wanted to somehow get away from police, from being detected. They knew it was you, okay? So it's not like an unsolved crime. Okay. They know it was Jeffy. How do you do that? Because, and now, obviously, with a crime, it's good, right? We want to catch the criminals. Mm-hmm. But how would you go? You wouldn't be able to spend any of your, you wouldn't be able to go to an ATM and pull out money.
You got to use cash.
Right, so you'd have to be prepared, right, to have cash in advance.
Or you'd have to, you know, commit other crimes.
Right, or commit other crimes. Yeah. Then you also couldn't use a credit card. You couldn't book any travel, right? So you'd have to have
ground transportation.
However, you couldn't use Uber. You couldn't use your smartphone at all. You couldn't use your car, most likely, because your car likely has a GPS or maybe OnStar or something like
yours.
That. Right? You'd have to figure something out. Again, you have to, steal a car?
Yeah.
But again, then it's a stolen car that the same thing is all going to apply. They're all going to be looking for the car. You can't go into any public areas because there's cameras everywhere.
Yep.
So, you're really stuck doing, Eric Rudolph, and going into the mountains and hoping no one ever comes to find you. And eventually you go to a freaking, a dumpster to get some food. And
somebody sees you.
And the point of, I'd rather go to jail than eat out of a dumpster. I got to say. So what do you do? The guy who stole $1 billion of gold or the whatever it was.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, the bucket of gold in New York.
The bucket of gold in New York. You know, where'd you even go with it?
I mean, he ends up in Ecuador.
Even if you get to Ecuador, what are you doing with the gold that's not going to be detected? It would be so difficult. You'd have to be trained. It's almost like you'd have to be Jason Bourne to get away from this stuff.
To bypass all this.
Seriously, what would you do, Jeffy? You commit a murder, now that you're going to do that. I mean, that's certainly not something.
Although I was somewhere this weekend when I thought, this would be a good place. You could bury a number of bodies here.
Right,
and
like
nobody
you could
would
get
see you.
If you
but
don't mind staying there forever.
Right, you then, couldn't get in and out.
Right,
it's very difficult to get in and out.
What would you do right now? You commit a terrible crime. You're in the studio right now, and you need to get away. Let's say you can beat the cops from showing up here, so they know you're here. Where do you go? Do you have a plan? Would you have any idea? Because the roads around here all have cameras or tolls.
You'd be caught immediately because unless you plan for it ahead of time, you had all cash.
Yeah, you couldn't
because you can't use your credit card. You'd have to somehow disable your GPS in your car, because we all have that. You'd have to leave your iPad and
all
cell phone home and just drive someplace, I guess, into the woods. I don't know, because they're going to find you everywhere else. There's cameras everywhere, at every intersection, and then in the downtown areas, and then in every business you go into. Everybody's got cameras. So while we're not as surveyed as England is, we're still pretty monitored.
Pretty crazy. But that being said, a man picked up a bucket of gold in New York City and made it to Ecuador with it.
They caught him, though.
He made it to Ecuador.
He did.
Look, once you get to Ecuador.
I think it was Ecuador. Wasn't
well,
it?
I'm just picking
yeah, up. Yeah, I know.
He
I
made think, it far, whatever, though. Yeah, I can't remember where it was.
I know.
But, I mean, the point is, like, because I remember when I went to Belize a few years ago. And when you fly to Belize, you fly to Belize City. And then the area that I went to in Belize, you take a puddle jumper over the half the country.
It's
a very small country. There's only 300 or 400,000 people in the entire country. So it's a small country. And as you're going over this area, I was looking down, because you're flying, you know, a few hundred feet off the ground, you know, maybe a couple thousand maybe. But, like, you're close to the ground as for a flight. And I'm looking down at the ground. I'm like, there are areas where it's just trees for as far as you could see. Anything could happen in that area. Like, you could be in the middle of there and not see another person your entire life if you could somehow figure out a way to live, you know? Because there's so much untouched land in this country that if you plan well enough for it, if you could get there, maybe you could get away with it. But again, when it comes down to how, in my mind, there's no way you could take a bucket of gold, walk through New York City, and they don't have you before you leave the island.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How did that happen? But it does. It does. It's a lot of retroactive stuff. Like, they can, if they know they're looking for you, they can go back and look at video and find stuff. But if they don't, and until they really realize who it is, where it happened, and they can look, they don't have it in real time yet. And that's really the only thing holding them back.
And maybe the deal is they didn't know that guy actually. Maybe the gold was gone for a while.
Right, they didn't realize it for a little while. But still, it's on a camera, and the guy picked it up and started walking away with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that...
It's amazing that he did get as far as he got.
Amazing.
But they did eventually get their man.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it's WikiLeaks is right, and we're looking at everyone's looking at us all the time, or if it's the opposite. They never can find anything.
We do know this, though. Your current phone carrier sucks. They're using your money to undermine your beliefs. They spend tens of millions of dollars on causes that you probably don't like Planned Parenthood and climate change things and getting liberals in office. And it's not good, but there's a great alternative.
Patriot Mobile is the company. We've talked about them for a while. They're a great company. They have all the service that you would need from your phone. Nationwide talk and text with high-speed 4G LTE data. The prices are great, and they donate up to 5% of your monthly bill to a conservative organization of your choice. You'll make a real difference just by paying your phone bill.
Yeah, doing the right thing is great, but you don't want to have to sacrifice quality for it. And with Patriot Mobile, you don't. They'll even buy out your current contract. They'll pay, give you credits up to $500 to get you out of it, and you can keep your phone number, and you get all the great nationwide coverage and support the causes that you believe in.
Yeah, and a lot of times we say the 5% number going to the conservative values, and it's not really true, because if you think about it, let's say the company you're with now is giving 3% of the money that you're giving them to some liberal charity. Mm-hmm. That's an 8% swing, right? Because it's 3% that the liberals aren't getting, and then 5% conservatives are.
Yeah.
So it is a big swing. It makes a difference. Call Patriot Mobile now. They're going to waive your $35 activation fee with a promo code PATANDSTEW, but you got to use the promo code PATANDSTEW to get that. Go to patriotmobile.com/PATANDSTEW or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. It's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, promo code PATANDSTEW.
It's PATANDSTEW. We already have the first state lawsuit against the new Trump travel ban. It's already been announced.
Yeah.
Give it a second. Would you shut up? Hawaii has announced it will challenge the Trump administration's revised executive order, the one that blocked travel from six nations. Lawsuit will be filed tomorrow. Is that today?
I guess today.
Yeah. So the lawsuit's being filed today. It's the first of what will likely be many challenges designed to better stand legal scrutiny. I mean, does Hawaii really care how many people from Yemen come to the islands? I don't know.
They're just opposing the president.
They're just opposing the president.
I mean, you know, look, this is, you know.
It's just petty politics.
Yeah. I mean, I also think it's beyond the fact that they have a problem with this policy, which, let's be honest about it, if Barack Obama did it, they would have no problem. Did you hear a word from them when they added additional restrictions for visas from these same countries? No, they didn't say a word about it. They don't really care. But what they do care about, I think, is the idea that the more Donald Trump is focused on this, the less he's focused on other things. The longer you can delay, again, he's only got 2 years here of a guarantee, right, of control. Because after 2 years, you have a situation where, you know, the Senate or the House could go to the Democrats. So you got 2 years where you have control of all three. It may or may not continue after that, but their job is to run out the clock on these 2 years, just like the Republicans tried to do with Barack Obama. The question is, will Donald Trump allow himself to get constantly derailed with things like Schwarzenegger's ratings and nonsensical battles about whether he was wiretapped or he won the popular vote? So far, while he has done that constantly in the media, there's still been a lot that has been done through executive orders at the same time. He's been able to chew gum and walk at the same time. The issue is there's been zilch as far as legislation goes. So at some point, you need to get some of this done. Right now, we're looking at the Obamacare thing as the first thing they're going to try to do legislatively. It does not look like it's going very well so far. Mm-hmm. Most conservatives, I think, are against it. You know, whether he can get 218 votes in the House even, I don't think is right now plausible. But there's a long way to go as far as negotiation. They went to Ted Cruz and said, hey, Ted, do you support in this? And Ted said, I support negotiating that bill. Right? I support the negotiation process. And, you know, it's not done yet. So we need to, there's no point in saying that.
And Rand said that Trump was open to negotiating.
Yeah,
and Jim Jordan just said today that they're going to really try hard to make this better, and I hope they do.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Jason Chaffetz had something weird to say, and let's see how you take this. He's talking about iPhones versus healthcare. Take a look.
Access for lower-income Americans doesn't equal coverage.
Well, we're getting rid of the individual mandate. We're getting rid of those things that people said that they don't want. And you know what? Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. And so maybe rather than getting that new iPhone that they just love and they want to go spend hundreds of dollars on that, maybe they should invest it in their own health care. They've got to make those decisions themselves.
Okay. I think the context there
helps a little.
Helps a little bit. I think he is saying that we're not going to mandate this. But you should just make a good choice on your own.
Yeah, because, I mean, we didn't have the part where
we're not going to force you,
yep.
So we're allowing you to choose. And you're going to have to prioritize. Do you want health care or do you want an iPhone? Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's much, much better than with that full, that lead-in's.
The lead-in's important.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. That's it. But, I mean, again, it's a controversial point to liberals. They don't want to hear that. And, you know, I had people today, kind of a couple people as we were talking about that, say, I could sell all of my electronics and not be able to pay for health care. And I think that's true. It's less about lower income people than I think it is about young people. Young people, a lot of times, live at maybe even at their parents' house. They might be,
which they still can until they're 26.
Until they're 26, still stay on the same policy. But that doesn't mean the parents don't have to keep them on the policy. Right? Like,
true.
You could say, screw you, get a job.
Yes.
You don't have to be on your parents'
How
policy.
How dare you?
Pat, why don't you chime in on this one? This is, I think...
How many times did I say, I don't want my 26-year-old on my insurance? Mm-hmm. I don't want it. I don't want my 34-year-old on my insurance.
I don't...
It's time to branch out a little bit, you know?
And, I've never fully understood this either, because you, Pat, your mm-hmm. son comes to you and says, hey, I got to be on your insurance. I'm 25 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what you're going to say is F you, kid. Probably not
maybe
a
not
nicer.
In those exact words.
Well, maybe with F and you.
Maybe.
No, probably not. You'd say it very nicely, but son, you need to get a job. You need to get your own insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be responsible, though mm-hmm. you want to help. However, if you wanted to help, he can go get a health insurance plan on his own for probably less than $100 a month as a healthy 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And
almost for sure.
And then you could just pay for it. Like, what is the huge benefit of having you on the policy? Because instead of $100, it's $30? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there is some difference because you get a family plan. But a family plan costs more than you and a spouse anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still going to increase the cost of the policy. It just wouldn't increase it as much? I've never understood why that's such a huge, glorious benefit. If you want your kid to have health insurance, let them get their own policy, and then you just pay for it.
It would be cheaper, I think, than adding them to a family
plan. In today's
world,
it would.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of old school thinking, right? The old school was, you know, dad's working and it has the family plan and the company's paying for it and here you go.
And it just depends on how many people are in your family. I mean, if you have eight, it's probably cost effective to have them under the family plan. If you have two or three,
maybe not.
Then maybe not.
And I would honestly be an advocate, and health insurance companies get to make these decisions if they want to. But I would be an advocate of anyone you want to pair with a health insurance plan, you should be able to. Mm-hmm. You know, they always say, oh, you have it on your parents' policy. Well, why can't I put Pat on my policy?
Right. Why do you care who I pay for?
Well, the hell, what do you care who I pay for? You know what? In fact, it makes it easier to be able to calculate risk the larger group you have. I mean, I think you should be able to go on. Like, let's say there's a website called patentsdoinsurance.net, because we wouldn't be able to get the .com. You already have it, probably, a jerk. You just took it. but patentsdoinsurance.net, and you go there, and you say, I'm a Patents Do listener. I want to group into a giant insurance policy, and I'll pay my premiums. And if we want to go through and regulate that and make sure everyone's paying every month, or we all have to pay extra, we should be able to do that. They do have have these things with like MediShare, which is a little bit different. It's actually a cost sharing. It's not an insurance company, but it's a religious group that says we don't want to do insurance, but we want to be able to just help each other. And so you can go and join those groups. And you know, I thought you know, they're going to repeal Obamacare. I bet MediShare is going to have some problems because a lot of people joined MediShare and other groups they were like, I don't want to be part of Obamacare, and I still want to have some sort of way to pay for my health insurance or health expenses. You know, with the way that Republicans are looking, I don't think it's going to hurt them at all. If you avoided Obamacare, you're also going to avoid this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
There's also something they do in New York that's kind of a co-op thing. You join a practice or something for $200 a year, and then you get a special rate when you go to the doctor. Have you ever hear that when we were in Manhattan? Manhattan has all these different doctors who you join their yearly association.
They would be your doctor, pretty much.
Yeah, they're my doctor. I go to them, and I can get appointments same day, and I can go in there the same day, and it costs less overall. But it's somewhat pricey, but if it's less than probably you'd pay yearly for insurance. So there's all kinds of creative things we could do. We just don't do them. We don't do any of them.
Right, because we've been told for a long time that this gets taken care of for you.
Yes.
As much as, like, I like the private healthcare system, obviously, it's the same way there. You go to a job and you're handed a thing and you're just supposed to, well, of course I get it from my job. That's where I work there. They have to give it to me. We don't think about innovating in these areas because we're never asked to. We went through a process this past year of changing insurance companies, which has been challenging for the people in the company.
It's been a nightmare. Let's face it, it's been a nightmare.
But even the process to get signed up was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to bust out Excel sheets to figure out which plan you wanted to be on.
I don't know about you, Pat, but I spent, I don't know, days
agonizing over the Excel sheets. Yeah.
Days going over that insurance. I wanted to make sure, break it out, make sure that it was which was right, what plan I wanted.
It's important, though, right?
I mean, it is. Absolutely saved us a lot of money doing that.
God love you for doing it.
Yeah, bless your heart.
But I mean, who does that? You know, most people aren't doing that. I just like spreadsheets. But I mean, to actually like know what is in there, you have to go through there and freaking read all the details and try to figure it out. And most people are just going to be like, no.
And even then, we didn't have the information we needed. I just found out yesterday, in fact. A really important aspect of this insurance that I didn't even hear about. Oh, well, that would have been nice to know. I don't know, before I lost all my prescriptions. That would have been great.
What?
That would have been great. Yeah, I'll tell you about it in a second. I don't think they're interested. North Korea just launched 4 missiles into the Sea of Japan. This is like the other day.
Yeah.
And there are defense experts who believe the test could be a step toward a super EMP-equipped nuclear weapon, which could take down our entire electrical grid. Yay! Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I think
it's fun.
Now, we know Kim Jong-un is crazy enough to do it, and now they want to show the world that they're capable as well. Our government concluded in a 2008 report that this kind of attack could kill... I mean, this sounds so ridiculous to say, but it's actually what they concluded. That type of attack could kill 90% of all Americans within a year.
Well, and that's because you lose all power. So, okay, all power is out. We don't have computers anymore. We don't have refrigeration anymore. So all the medications that you used to refrigerate are gone. They're spoiled. All the food that you had in your refrigerators and freezers is gone and spoiled, and you can't do that anymore. And then you won't be able to get medicine, and it's a mess. Mm. It's a mess.
It really is.
So that starts with having an emergency food supply on hand, because if the stores are closed, you got nowhere to go, you have nothing to eat, you're going to love having this ready to go.
My Patriot Supply is ready to help you prepare for a power grid failure of this magnitude. Get a four-week survival of food supply for just $99, or you can go a lot longer. Obviously, with something like this, you need to go even longer. Purchase free, you're going to get the free shipping as well when you purchase the $99 offer, which is a great way to get started.
So order it right now, 888-411-5290, 888-411-5290, or online at preparewiththeblaze.com. That's preparewiththeblaze.com. Pat and Stu, 888-727 Beck. Tom Brady has meal kits now that lets fans eat like him. I want to eat like Tom Brady. I'll bet there's a lot of people in Boston who would do this.
Well, yeah, and he's known for his, he's sort of a quirky guy when it comes to that stuff. He's very, like, crazy about the, eating the right stuff, and he's very much on that, like, organic bandwagon, and he's deep into that stuff, I guess. Now he's got a food service. Nice.
That's amazing. Because I mean, their cafeteria and eating world at their complex in New England is pretty good.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, you pretty much get what you want anytime you want, and well, however you want it.
That'd be nice.
That is nice. Well,
so Brady's working with some. Have you ever heard of Purple Carrot? It's a Boston-based food startup. For $78 a week. $78 a week, they'll deliver ingredients to customers throughout the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, West Coast regions for six dinners constructed to Brady's training specifications. According to the company, its meals are high in protein, free of gluten and dairy. I'm so done with the dumb gluten thing. We've been glutening for thousands of years. What is this?
Watch yourself.
Somebody help me out with the gluten thing. Well, it's not, if you really have an allergy to it, I understand.
Yep.
Few people do.
Yep.
Very few do. Now, everybody thinks they have some kind of aversion to gluten.
They sure do.
But you don't!
It's a new description for everything that's wrong.
It sure is.
Bread!
It sure is. It is. I cannot tell you how many people I meet that are gluten-free.
Oh, everybody is.
And every time we say stuff like this, they're saying, no, you don't understand. I used to have a temperature of 98.8 my whole life, and now it's 98.6.
Right. That was obviously a gluten problem.
There's always something that
gluten But I will tell you, it doesn't sound bad. If I can spend, how much is it? 78 bucks a week. $78 a week, and I'm going to end up looking like Tom Brady? Okay.
You're not going to end up looking like Tom Brady.
Okay.
Sorry, that's not going to happen.
No. I will say, though, if you these plans can be pricey at times, and but if you eat like this,
well, that's only for one person. It sounds like, right? That's not going to feed the whole family for $300 some.
The whole family doesn't need to look like Tom Brady, just me.
Okay,
you're never going to look like Tom Brady. You know what happens if you look like Tom Brady? Tom Brady kills himself. That's what happens.
You know, you could maybe get down to Alex Jones lookalike, though. You could get to that. I mean, that is a possibility. That's out there for you.
I will say there's been moments where members of this show have been thinner. Okay.
Yes.
When I say members, I mean 100% of all
participants of the
and
show.
And someone sent a clip the other day. Look at this clip. And you're just like, I just want to kill myself.
I put the phone down. I walked away. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Really? Because Jeffy looked like he weighed 80 pounds.
I walked away.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, I just walked away.
Oh, man.
It's amazing, every time, because I'm on a decent stretch right now. Like where
I am too. Okay. I'm down about 14. I'm feeling good. I'm okay.
14, that's great. Pat's doing pretty well, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we go through these moments, and when I'm in a moment where I'm eating
feeling
okay,
good, and I see that,
I don't even understand how I blow it. Like I don't even understand it. Like right now, I'm like, just relax. Don't eat the 15 cheeseburgers or pizzas or whatever. Like I just don't do it. And yet, every time I'm in the other mode, I can't understand how I could possibly eat light. It's so weird how it just runs your life.
I know.
You're so funny about that damn clip, because I'm telling you, I saw that. I am not joking. I put it down and walked away. It was damn embarrassing.
To show you that there actually is a limit of how far we would push Jeffy. I watched this clip. I went to go retweet it, and I stopped myself. Because I was like, you know what? I don't want Jeffy to see that one.
It was too late. I was already there. Because they already tagged me in it.
Yeah,
I was so pissed.
Well, it just happens, you know? And, you know, it's amazing how fast it happens. I mean, I understand. You might look at us and say, those guys don't have any self-control. Which would be a smart place to start. Okay, I got it. But it is amazing to me. Most of the things I do in my life, I have some level of control over. I mean,
right?
I show up to work every day. You know, I pay all my bills.
Mm-hmm.
I save for retirement. I do so many things in which I show some level of discipline. Yet with food, whatever. I'm not on drugs.
And when wait,
that Pat too. If he can get his prescriptions worked out.
Yeah. All right. Colin Kaepernick, really good news. He'll stand for the national anthem next year.
Yeah, what principle? What a principle.
Is he going to be standing at home watching the games on television?
Might. I certainly
so. Is anybody interested in the guy?
Mm. I wouldn't be. Now, to be fair, I would not be interested in him as a player without this, because he's terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would not have any interest in him. I mean, if you couldn't, if this guy could not work in Chip Kelly's offense, he is worthless. It is legitimately the perfect offense for his skill set.
That's true.
And he couldn't even achieve in that offense because he's terrible. So I would not even. Now you're gonna have. You have a third string opening. You know, if the Bills have Tyrod Taylor back, you got a third string opening because they're kind of similar in skill set. You know, although Taylor's better. Maybe you put him in your third string, maybe.
I mean, you got to believe that an NFL a team is going to take him.
Probably somebody is.
Because, I mean, it's the network, and he can actually play in the league, good or not. He's better in the league. But it's agonizing that they will.
Mm-hmm. He shows no ability for growth. He has done nothing but regress since he entered the league.
Right.
I mean,
and the only reason that he's saying that, I'll stand for the national anthem, it's too late.
Yeah, and the only reason he's saying it is because he wants money. Yeah, he wants his money.
Screw you.
He wants something.
You had your chance.
Because the fact that you have to get over the hurdle of him being a terrible quarterback, and then you have to get into the point where, okay, he's a terrible quarterback, but I'll take a chance on him. I mean,
he's a good guy.
They'll say that. But when they say, you know, I got to deal with this freaking national anthem nonsense in the middle of my trying to get this team ready for a third string quarterback, no thanks.
No.
That's where I would be.
No.
Yeah.
Because even if I thought he was 5% better than the other guy that I had, I'd be like, I don't want the hassle. And, you know, that happened to Tim Tebow as well on the other side, which makes no sense to me. But they didn't want to deal with the circus. So
happened to Michael Sam. He's still whining about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it happened to Michael Sam. But he says it happened to Michael Sam.
I think it did. I
don't think he was good enough.
He actually rated ahead last year of Case Keenum, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right. He had a horrible year.
Brock Osweiler was awful.
Oh, that's your boy.
And Jared Goff. Well, he didn't have.
You know, Goff's a rookie.
I know.
Outside of Goff, did any of those people have jobs next year? I mean, Keenum will be a backup somewhere.
The Osweilers, they got to retain him. They're paying him too much money.
Osweiler likely will be a backup,
but
probably to somebody like Tony Romo.
I hope he'll be a backup to Tony Romo.
Right. But they're paying him too much this year. They have to keep him.
Yeah. 888-727 back. More Pat and Stu coming up in a minute.
And I mean, Denver's Fitzpatrick might not even be in the league. I mean, he might be a backup.
Denver's already said, speaking of Houston, Denver, I think, has already put their hooks into Romo.
Man, I mean, if Denver gets Romo, they're right back to the
Have
favorites.
Darn it. That Jeffy found and felt like sharing with us, so we don't have to talk anymore.
All right, well, we talked about how they're starting to eat animals in Venezuela in the zoos, and coming to a zoo near you will be people looking for food and killing animals. So enjoy your animals at the zoo while you can. In France,
what?
just the other day.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm not sure I understand the story there.
You go to the zoo. Yeah.
You go to the zoo and people are eating animals?
Yeah, people are eating zoo animals.
Because they're so hungry?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like lions? They're eating lions?
That's the Venezuelan diet, which you may be seeing a little bit more of on the Wonderful World Show season coming in April.
All right.
But yes, there have been.
The just unbelievably shameless pandering is beginning already.
Well, it's already a month away.
I mean, can't even. First of all,
wow.
Pat,
I think it's April 14th.
Pat, you and me, I don't know that the show's actually going to be on.
That's what
I hear.
Too.
You have already been scheduled to appear, and so have you, by the way.
Yeah,
wow, we cut a passionate, moving public service announcement for a charity that you don't know about that Pat. It was an African charity. There's puppies mm-hmm. involved. You're gonna love it. And Jeffy, happy to be a spokesperson for a Venezuelan diet product that I think you're gonna really appreciate.
So, in France, we got some good stuff coming. I can look forward to the Wonderful World of Stew mm-hmm. new season. Mm-hmm. What season is it again? The
8, 7, something like that.
What?
Something like that.
Whatever. So what else you got?
People came to work in this zoo in France, and their white rhino, the all-powerful, mighty white rhino that we all bow down to, and it was almost extinct not long ago, and now they've brought it back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Somebody shot it in the head twice, chainsawed the horns off, because the white rhino horn dust is worth thousands of dollars an ounce as an aphrodisiac. So they're starting to kill animals in zoos in Europe.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's not good.
No.
That's not good, people. Stop killing animals in zoos. And they're just doing it for money. Just poaching.
In a zoo.
Why go to Africa? Why go travel to another continent? I can do it right here.
Save some cash. Amazing.
I mean, thousands of dollars for dust. And yesterday I teased a little bit about, we talked a little bit about it off the air, but joining the likes of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, Dirk.
Yes.
Dirk.
30,000 points. 6th NBA player in history to do so. And he did it in a great way. He was on fire from the start. And he needed to score 20 points and did it in like a quarter and a half.
Yeah, let's say, middle of the second quarter, right? 10 minutes left in the second quarter or something.
Yeah, early second. Yeah. He hit, I think it's for 7 shots. I mean, he was just on fire. It was a great way to do it. And he did it against the Lakers, too, which, you know.
That's fun.
A little added, a little added spice for you.
Yeah.
But that was great. And he's, you know, one of
number
the best
one,
of all time.
Favorite athlete in Dallas, Texas Metroplex ever.
You can make the argument, I think, quite convincingly.